I'm now joined by Andrew Thorpe-Apps, who's chair of the Chelmsford branch of Amnesty International. He's here to tell us a little bit about the organisation and about an event on the 8th of December, the annual Right for Rights event. Andrew, welcome. Firstly, for those who don't know, tell us about Amnesty International.
Well, Amnesty International, I think a lot of people have heard of it, but they don't necessarily know what it's all about. So it's a group that fights for human rights all over the world, clues in the title in a sense, international. Don't just deal with issues in the UK, but right across the world, whether it's Saudi Arabia, Burma, China, you know, you name it, we tend to cover the issues. The organisation itself was founded in 1961 by Peter Benenson. He was a lawyer, and really it came about through an article of his in The Observer called The Forgotten Prisoners, in that I think it was an issue in Portugal where there were some young students who had been put in prison simply by making a toast to liberty, a toast to freedom, and they'd been put in prison by the regime at the time. Today, the organisation is international. It's got over 7 million supporters and members, and it draws attention to human rights abuses right across the world, campaigns for compliance with international laws and standards, and really tries to mobilise public opinion through a number of campaigns in the media to pressure governments and stop abuses. It also won the Nobel Peace Prize, interestingly enough, in 1997 for its campaign against torture. So it's a really great organisation to be involved with, but as you said, a lot of people don't actually know what it does, so great to have the opportunity to come in today and talk about it a bit further.
And on that point, it's important to mention it doesn't have any affiliations to anyone. It's a purely independent body, isn't it, that's acting as a charitable organisation?
That's right. And it's always important to make the point that it has no affiliation to any political party. Some of the work is, I suppose, inherently political in nature, but it's not party political. So we work with people from all political parties and none, you know, so you don't have to have any affiliation to join up. And the independence is very important as well, that there can be no pressure on the work that we do in that regard. So, yeah, that's a very good point. Very good point.
Now, tell us about the Chelmsford branch in particular. It's the local branch to
that's
us
right.
Here in Brentwood. Tell us a little bit about the group that you've got down there.
That's right. Well, I think at the moment there are only about three groups in Essex. So there's a group in Colchester, Southend and Chelmsford. Unfortunately, there isn't a local group here in the Basildon-Brentwood area. Which is a shame. I think there was one recently in Harlow, but that's closed down as well. So the Chelmsford group, it's quite an active group. As far as Amnesty groups tend to go, we've got about, I suppose, 15, 16 members that come regularly to our meetings. But we also have a mailing list of, you know, a greater number of people than that we send out our campaign material to. And we're really engaged in a whole host of campaigns. So I've got a list of some of the campaigns that we've been involved with. The case of 29-year-old activist Atena Farghadani, who was imprisoned in Iran, sentenced for 15 years simply for her artwork and peaceful activism. She was found guilty of charges which included insulting members of parliament through paintings, if you can believe that. And she was recently subjected to forced virginity testing simply because she shook hands with her male lawyer. I believe there are also adultery charges to follow against her as well. Another case in Burma, student activist Fofo Ang was imprisoned, along with her husband and over 50 other people, for organising and attending education protests earlier this year. And they're being punished simply by exercising their right to exercise their freedom of speech. Longer term, we have a number of other campaigns that we're involved with. In Russia, we do quite a bit of work in Russia and the former Soviet Union countries as well. But one is following the so-called Bolotnaya protesters. Now, these were a group of about 450 people who were arrested in Bolotnaya Square near the Kremlin in Moscow on the eve of President Putin's inauguration back in May 2012. Most of them have now been released, but there are a core of people who are still in prison, and we are campaigning quite heavily for their release. So that's another campaign. We've got a Stop Torture campaign as well, which we've had some success with recently. We are lobbying the EU and at the moment the UK government as well to limit the trade in potential torture equipment. So there is legislation in this area, but there are loopholes in it, and we're trying to close those loopholes up. The EU last month, November, it did vote that it would try to close those loopholes. And so we're really looking for the UK government to follow that up, because obviously all of the member state governments have to also agree with the vote of the European Parliament for it to be pushed through. So that's sort of a flavour of some of the activities that we do. You can see that they're sort of domestic and international in nature. And they're fascinating campaigns to be involved with, really. We in terms of what the actual local group does, we write a lot of letters to governments trying to put pressure on them to release people who have been in prison for a long period of time or are being tortured. We do fundraising activities. In the summer, for example, we held a garden party, which the Deputy Mayor of Chelmsford came along to. 24th of October this year as well, we had a talk from Dr. Dara Murray from the University of Essex, and he spoke about the impact of mass surveillance on human rights in the UK and the threat, not just actually from the government, but from corporations as well, and how it's very difficult to exercise your human rights when you are under constant surveillance. Political organisation can be difficult. That's a flavour of some of the activities that we're involved with. And we'll be doing, obviously, a lot more in 2016.
Now, you mentioned there some of the stuff that you do locally, nationally and internationally. There's the campaigns,
yes,
at that level to raise awareness and put pressure and to lobby.
Yep.
I suppose the important question to ask, though, is, does it all work? Does it get results?
Well, yes, it does, actually. Recently there was news from Mongolia. So we've been campaigning not just to stop torture, but to get the death penalty abolished in the USA, but that there are many other countries across the world. And I saw, I think it was yesterday in the news, that in Mongolia, it looks as though the death penalty is going to be abolished there. So, that is something that Amnesty has campaigned on. Many other examples as well, where we have campaigns, we have had results. Saudi Arabia, for example, there was the British grandfather who was sentenced to flogging, and he was returned to the UK fairly swiftly. Amnesty campaigned on that. So there are results, and I think it can seem at times that it's quite a hopeless cause, because you are dealing, after all, with dictatorships and some pretty nasty people across the world. And I think people can think, well, writing a letter, what difference can that make? But Amnesty International is a international organisation. It has over 7 million supporters and members. And I think with the Right for Rights event, which is coming out, which I think we're going to talk about a bit later on, that is something that all organisations, all Amnesty branches across the world will be doing in December. And I think when people come together in a sort of, in a common purpose, I think that can make a real difference. So I would encourage anyone, who's interested in human rights, in these sort of causes, have a look at Amnesty International, have a look on Google, see what we do, and if it takes your fancy, then come along to our local branch and come to one of our meetings.
Because, as you say, it's amazing to think that 50 years on from the establishment of the organisation, there's unfortunately, there's still the causes out there, which, it takes a lot to be able to keep renewing that effort and going again, knowing that
absolutely
there's, for every cause that you win, there's 100 more that are coming up again.
Yes, well, it's an ongoing journey. There won't be a final destination, at least not in the foreseeable future. It's an ongoing battle, really, and but it is that battle that's so important. As soon as evil things happen when good people do nothing, so it is a case of constantly keeping that pressure up and not being disheartened. It's very easy to be disheartened. Not all of the campaigns are successful. We've got some people that we've campaigned on for many, many years, decades in some situations, and they're still, they're still missing, or they're still in prison, or still facing some form of human rights violation. But there are the successes as well, and it's important, I suppose, that we talk about the successes as much as the difficult campaigns that we face as well.
Now, we mentioned it a little bit earlier. Tell us about this event that's coming up on the 8th of December, Right for Rights.
Yes, that's right. So this is our annual event in December, or November or December. It's a bit later this year, 8th of December. Important to say it's an informal event. Anyone can come along. You don't have to be a member of Amnesty International. Our event will be taking place at the Quaker Meeting House, Rainsford Road, Chelmsford, those that don't know it, CM1 2QL, 8 p.m. And it's really an open invitation to anyone who has an interest in human rights issues. We'll be writing cards with messages of support to people across the world who are facing human rights abuses. Also writing letters to authorities who have the power to free these people. And yes, so it's really a great way, I think, of finding out about what Amnesty does as well. As I say, it's quite informal. We're going to have some seasonal snacks there as well, so it's not all too serious. And for me, I think as well, I mean, this time of year, in the run-up to Christmas, you know, I mean, we're very lucky to live in this country, aren't we, the UK? We have freedom of speech, freedom of political assembly, you know, free and fair elections. Okay, we might always not always like the result of the governments and what have you, the political persuasion, but they are free and fair elections nonetheless. And I think important to reflect that actually there are millions of people around the world who don't live in countries such as that. So to remember them at this time of year, I think, is very important. So in previous years, I mean, we've written sort of over 100 letters. We've got a booklet that we sort of go through, and we'll talk about the campaigns as well, because we don't expect people to come that, you know, will necessarily have a great deal of knowledge about human rights law or the cases or the situations in certain countries, but we'll obviously talk about them. And then, you know, you can read through the letters that we've got that we're sending off, and if it's a campaign that you think is something you'd like to sign up to, you can put your signature by that. So yes, I would encourage anyone to come along. Our website, if I can just do a bit of crafty advertising here, it's www.amnesty.org.uk/groups/Chelmsford. And we do have on there, I think it's the article at the top, talks about the Right for Rights campaign. So go on there. Also on Twitter, we're quite active on social media, Twitter and Facebook. We've got pages on there, so just search for us, Amnesty International Chelmsford.
Well, Andrew, thanks for joining us today and telling us all about the local organisation and Amnesty International as a whole.
No problem at all. Thank you for having me on the show.